There are things that I know, but there are things that I do not. Various possible futures are happening simultaneously. I can tell you all of them, but I cannot tell you which one of them will come to pass, because every action causes ripples, consequences both obvious and unforeseen.
This is Off Planet Radio.
Hey, and welcome to Off Planet Radio. I'm Randy Moggins, and I am on the Skype video tonight with Carlos Del Angel from Mexico. He is a UFO researcher, investigator, and frankly, one of the major broadcasters beaming this type of information into Latin America. And it's been about 2 years since we talked, Carlos. A lot of water's going over the dam, so we're going to do a catch-up session tonight. And first off, tell us a little bit about what you have or haven't been doing the last few months in terms of the Shiny Demise Project and your ongoing work, both spiritually and in terms of investigations into UFO activity.
Sure. And first of all, I have to thank you, my friend, for receiving me on your show again. It's an honor for me that I can talk to you and for all your listeners. And I'm here again for speaking a couple of things that have been that many people have to consider. For the first thing that you have asked me to talk about on myself, this. I've been doing a lot of work with myself, making a lot of changes. Actually, my life had a really big dramatic change, and I can say openly that I had to make a journey into the dark side, if we can say it like that. Not in the sense that I've been possessed or that I've been treating with demons or that kind of stuff. What I'm trying to say is that I have to make a really confrontation with myself, with the dark side that is in mind, that is in every one of us, all right. The dark aspects of.
The shadow side is what I call.
Yeah,
it. That's what
all the dark aspects that we have as humans, you know.
Yes,
and I have come from that journey with a really great wisdom and experience from that, and now I can say that I'm really prepared and I'm ready for the new things for coming, and I'm saying, you know, my own self from the future, that contact has been very unstable during this all things that I have to do. But now I can say that I am taking a new connection with him again, with my own self. The things that have been shown to me this time are very drastic. You know, I had an interview a couple of months ago with a friend of mine in Mexico from another town, Monterrey. His name is Javier Sampaio, and he's also been interviewing a lot of people that make their own investigations and their own research and their contacts as well. And what I said on that interview, there are three aspects very important for humankind that we have really considered with all the things that have been happening during the last months, all of you are really smart to see, and if you observe them with you have to put attention on what is going on over the world.
We'll call it the perspective, maybe.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's a lot of disinformation regarding all the things that have been happening, and you have to put attention on everything. As you know, United States, it's taking, again, some kind of actions against people on Europe, because they are really taking the last chances to take control over a lot of things that are on the globe. But you know something? Maybe you don't know, but maybe you know it. But there are two different factions on the world, two different factions want to take the control over the world. That factions, we can say it openly right now, that you know, on one side you have United States, England, and Union, and from the other hand you have China, Russia, India, Iran. And what they are doing at this moment is that you know, they always want the people to be confronted, to be divided, because that's the
absolutely, yeah,
that's the strategy that they use to conquer. But something that it's happening right now is that one country on Europe that has been the maybe one of the most powerful countries on the world, and it was the last country that had that spread the Roman Empire. It's now rising up again, you know. This country is maybe the only country in Europe that has been more stable than others. And I can say openly right now that it's Germany. If you really put attention to all the things that are yep. going on over Europe, Germany is taking control from a lot of going up right now. But one of the things that maybe happen in a couple of years is that Germany can give us a surprise to all of us. You know that the Federal Reserve of the United States has been supported by gold from other countries, and one of that countries is Germany. And now, in a couple of years, maybe they are going to make a move in the political and economical way to bring to America to bankrupt. Russia and China are doing it right now, in the way that they are, you know, replacing all this thing with the dollar and a unique currency on the world, and trying to change all these things. And it's they are working the same thing with this group over the European Union to take away the control for United States for all the things that they have been delegated on the past. Anything. They have been they have been left alone. The powers that be that supported America over hundreds of years they are now taking that power and taking back that power to the original emperors of the world. You know, the Vatican and the Roman Empire, and the last country of the Roman Empire was Germany.
Yes.
And they are doing this move, you know, because we are getting closer, and that's the only thing that I want to talk about with you. We are getting closer to this photon belt that have been told from, I don't know, maybe 20 years. But, you know, the solar system is now moving into the photon belt.
Yes.
And in about 15 years, the solar system is going to take the next step for be a real photon belt. The consequences of that is that, you know, this brings vibrations, lift up for everyone. And one of the things that the powers that be don't want to happen is that in that moment, when we are getting so close to the form belt, is that everything is going to be clear for a lot of people. You know, all this shit that we have been told for hundreds of years, all the lies, all the stupid things that have taken the control of ourselves, the power that is within us, everything, all the lies will just go on and be shown to everyone.
That's right.
So that's one of the reasons that we as humankind have about 15 years of preparation changes in all of us. You know, we actually can see that there are a lot of movement in a political way, in a social way, and a lot of people is really just pissed off of everything, you know. But the system has this plan for the people to make them upset with everything that is going on, because, you know, the anger, the hate, and all that kind of feelings lead the people to maybe to a revolution, but not the revolution that we need. Actually, we need to fight the system, but we don't have to fight the system in a violent way. We don't have to fight the system with these kind of things that have been happening in Ukraine or Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have that intelligence to make a revolution within our minds, within ourselves, and have clear we have to do for the best of us. You know, I'm not a prophet, and I always have been told that it is not necessary to be a prophet for knowing the things that maybe come in, I don't know, 1 year, 2 years, or more years. You only have to analyze the things that are happening right now, and you have to be really intelligent, because for the next 15 years, a lot of things are going to happen, and we as a human race must be intelligent for not let the same people that construct the system that is already fucked up and have fuck up everything that we know and breaking it and then replacing by other system that is going to be controlled by the same people that we know, you know?
Yes.
I've been told that, and you can check that information over the web, that that's on the powers that be, that they right now don't want to have a war because they don't want to sacrifice over half of the population of all the world. And I have been told that they don't want to do that because they have been they thought better and they don't want to sacrifice human race. But you know, I tell these people that told me, well, what's the difference between not killing over half of the population on the world and having the control of every world or all the world, you know? And who is the best for doing this? If United States couldn't do it because they don't have control now, who's the best? And that's why you have Russia and China, who are countries that have this kind of strategies of control over their own people. They have been practicing it for years, and they are masters of doing that. They are masters of controlling their own population. That's why the new control or the new powers is going over that two countries. But there's a third character that I've been told, and I already said it, is Germany. So if you review all the information that is now on the web, you maybe know that the neo-Nazism is now taking control again from Germany to another countries like Ukraine. So the human race is really in a point of their road to evolution, that if we as human race don't unite, don't have this awakening within ourselves, we may regret for years if we let them to take control over the world. We have just, I've been told that we just have 15 years more or less of doing very deep changes within our citizens, within our family, within our everything that we must, everything that we must have to do on this place to take control of ourselves, of our, to take control of our within, of our inner power. And it's time to do it, because you know all the things that are going on is a kind of distraction for that.
Yeah.
If you keep people distracted with political issues, with economic issues, with war and with all that stuff, you will not let them to focus on their own self. That's why the media it's full of that kind of stuff. Problems in Ukraine, problems in Venezuela, problems in Mexico, problems everywhere.
Well, you've just mapped out two big points here. And I want to back up a little bit because we started off talking about this, Carlos. One of the best strategies that they've had is to keep us divided between ourselves. And this is a war that's going on every front. It goes on within certain communities on the internet, even the paranormal communities. And there are agents out there at all times that are sowing disinformation, misinformation, sowing dissension among people who should be working together, which is why I like having people like you on, because we need to pull together our intelligence, our resources, and the insights of people like yourself that are not just doing external investigations, but your work, much like my own, is an inner work. It's an inner work in terms of purifying the self. And that was the second thing that you identified, is they keep us caught up in a constant state of agitation, a constant state of worry about the affairs of the world that are going around us. So those are two strategies that you're identifying here early on in this interview that I think are important to just, you know, put a big circle around.
Yeah, and you're right. And, you know, you have said something that is very important. With all these things that are going on over the world, what to do? You know, maybe the people just ask, well, what I can do? How can I become someone who can help others or who can help myself to change this paradigm? And I can give, I told you before that I've made my own inner, that I have made a journey to my inner self. In that journey, I found a lot of things that I didn't like from me. Yeah. But I have to face that. Mm-hmm. I have to face those feelings, those things that I didn't want on myself. And the only way that I could release them from me is to embrace them, is to face them, is to accept them, that they are there. You know, sometimes the dark factions that are within you, the only thing that they want is to be accepted. The reason they always are pushing up inside of you and they are pulling the strings the strings within you and shaking you and making you unhappy, making you anger, making you uncomfortable with your life and making you so sad, or all the things that you can have, all the feelings you can have as a human, mm-hmm. is because they want to be accepted, they want to be watched, they want to be observed. As humans, and for the culture that we have in this recent time, it is just to have focus on the external, the external version from us. You know, the television, the media, the shows that tell you what to wear, what to think, what to eat, how to be. And what kind of things that you must have to be accepted in a society. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why there are a lot of people that have been indoctrinated in that way, that they just can't handle with their own selves. They cannot handle with their own issues, because all the tension has been focused on the external point of view, not on the inner point of view. And the media say the people, you know, you have to think this, you have to do this, you have to study this, you have to work on this, and if you don't do that, you're no one. You cannot be accepted if you don't do what the system is constructed in this way to make the people unhappy. The things that I have that I understood in all this journey that I have, is that one of the things, the most important thing maybe, that the system don't want from people is to be happy. And you know,
that's right. That's right.
On United States, on your constitution, that's the I think that that's the objective of that paper.
Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, your forefathers that found the country of United States knew that the highest purpose of humankind is to be happy. That's the reason why they did that document with that objective as the first place, and the reason why they fought with all these tyrants on the land to have freedom, because this is where comes the second part of it, the time and everything to do what you really want to do. The system is constructed in the way that makes people just working for feeding the fat cats.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. Basically, so, a better form of slave is what this is.
Yeah, and you know, almost all the people, maybe they have this on mind, but they don't care because they are comfortable on their life. They have TVs, they have a toaster, they have food, they have electricity, and they have entertainment, and they have baseball, football, or any sport on television or fashion show that they want to have. So it's important that people must, if they really want to make a change, first of all, they have to accept themselves as they are, with everything that they are, with this dark side that we have inside. It's not a bad side. It's not evil side. It is just, they are just a fractal of us that they must and they need to be accepted, to be cleared, to be swept away with love. You know, that's a key word, love. You make that decision of face yourself from inside. You have to have love for you. You have to have love for that dark aspects that you have been taught that you must hate and you have been taught that you just don't have to face your dark side, because that's evil, because that's sin, that's something that you don't have to do, because it's only God who can help you, and it's only God who can forgive you, because you are a sinner. In the moment you're born, you are a sinner, and that's, you know, that's stupid. And we as humans have both sides. We actually can have this kind of feelings of love, of happiness, of being philanthropists with the rest of humankind. But we actually can have feelings of anger, of desperation, of depression, of feeling sad, upset, and all that kind of stuff, because we are beings that are have this, we have been made in this way with the brain, with the nervous system, to feel everything, to experience everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we cannot be apart from not having an experience of hate, of pain, of all of that stuff. And when you just put those feelings into a box and keep it within you, in the most dark place within you, there will come a time when those feelings will come up, and they are going to push, and they are going to push, and they are going to push, until you just don't know what to do. In meanwhile, the television, the media and the system education that we have says, you know, you have to work to have a position of on a corporation, to have a good life, a good wife, a good boy, and that's all. So if you get that, you are done. But
well, here's let me give you another angle to that. I don't know what it's like in Mexico, but I assume Big Pharma has its tentacles into everything. What we're pelted with here are the commercials now for medications, for drugs. Basically, it goes like this. You know, if you're depressed, you take a pill. If you have erectile dysfunction, you take a pill. If you have psoriasis or... In other words, everything now is about medicating people. And medications are misnamed because they're not medicine. They mask symptoms. So the drugs that flood the markets globally from the pharmaceutical companies are largely anesthetizing people against ever having the experience of dealing with their own dark side.
Yeah, and that's right. You're completely right with that, because, you know, the reason that people get get all this kind of sickness is because they have to deal with these things within. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream says, you know, if you have this problem, take this medicine. If you have that problem, take this medicine. But they are not telling them, if you have this problem, why not to have a checkup within yourself and find out what feeling are you having with your own self and with the others and with the rest of the people that you are always having intercommunication. Why don't you have why don't you take a vision, a sight within you and find out what's going on with you? Because, you know, actually for the other hand, there are doctors that are now saying that most of the illness that the people have is because of their emotions and the way they have this kind of thoughts of self-destruction. You know, and that's right. What you are telling is the same here, and I think that maybe in over the world it's the same with those kind of commercials over on the TV that tells people just have this pill and you will be fine, don't worry, you know. But that's not the way to solve the things. With this that I have been told to you is that actually when you have to face yourself from within, you put your love in there, and you must understand that the things that you have inside are not evil, are not bad, are not wrong. You actually have to make some sense of changes, of change of habits, and find out that what you really want for you, for your life. You know, in this period of time that I'm telling you, these 15 years that we have as a time window of changing things, you can actually do a lot of things. You can actually pursue your happiness. That's the reason why the system is now pushing up the people to have to make them unhappy, to have illness, to have economic problems, you know, and push them to work harder and harder and harder just for paying the bills, paying, you know, all this debt that they have in their lives, and to not have time for them to do what they really want to do. And the really question that you must have to ask to yourself is, what is the passion that I have, what is the real thing that I love the most, that I want to do. What's the thing that I really love the most for doing and feel happy for that? You know, it's sometimes it could be hard because you actually live on the system and you have to keep eating, you have to keep feeding your family, you have to keep paying a couple of things. But in the moment you realize the real thing that you love for being happy, your mindset change, because you are focusing your energy in something different with the feeling of love, not with the feeling of have to do something that you just don't really care of, that you just have to do because you have been taught that you have to do that. You have to work and you have to be like this way.
Well, we've been taught that we have to work. We've been taught that we have to be part of the system. We've been told our survival depends on this economic structure that has encircled the globe, because the Federal Reserve isn't just the United States. And I know you know this, Carlos. The Federal Reserve represents the global economic system that strangled countries exactly like Mexico. All of Latin America has been ravaged by this economic system. And it is, from my perspective, kind of ironic that I see the Latin Americans and the Europeans waking up far ahead of the people in the United States right now, because we're drugged by our culture, our materialism, and the inability to do the inner walk. Most people I know are not what we would call introspective. They don't do the inner journey. They don't touch the dark side. They medicate. They watch major media. They do anything they can possibly do. They consume alcohol, sexual activity. All of this is designed to mask something inside of them that they haven't dealt with. And we're talking about a country of almost 400 million people where this is the norm. There's no spirituality reflecting inside. It's all external.
Yeah. That's right. And, you know, you also have to know that maybe you are aware of it, that we are not alone for these things that are going to happen in the next years. If you really want to have a change in your life, you're not alone. There are a lot of beings that you may not see, but they will help you. They will help you with clear thoughts of what to do. They will help you to be better, you know. But you really have to have this feeling of changing. Mm-hmm. And they are going to come, and they will work together with you to find out what you have to do with your life. Also, all the things that are going on over the world may affect, but you have to know that the powers that we are going to do all. They are going to make everything that they are on their hands to complete and to set up the agenda. You know, in the next years, they are going to fake this thing of alien invasion or alien contact, not invasion, contact maybe. And they have been accepting it. On the religion also. So they are preparing people for these kind of things because they are losing control. That's the reason why they are taking the point of control that was America to the next point of control, that is now Russia, China, and the European Union. And we have also we have to take this opportunity of changing, because the sun will have an unusual activity. We have we have all this solar activity within all these years, and you know, the sun is now having a change, but not a physical change. It's a kind of energy change. And the, and what the sun is doing right now is having this kind of breathing, and he's now taking a really very big, deep breath.
I like that. I like that metaphor. That's perfect. That's a great image for that, Carlos. Good.
And what he's doing is that he's going to help us to make these changes that we really want to do. But the people must have to be synchronized with that vibration in order to receive that kind of energy. I'm not talking about dressing white. I'm not talking about having, you know, this kind of stones or crystals on your hands. I'm not talking about to put lights on an altar or something. I'm talking about to really go in deep within you and find out what you really want to do, what you really want to have on your life, for you and for your family, if you have a family. Because, you know, we can see that the powers that be just don't care about anything from people. They just want to have control. They just want to have power, more money, more control. That's why they want to do. That's what they want to have. They want to have people controlled in order that people feed them more and more and more and be the fat cats forever, you know? If the humankind and or human race, as you want to see it, doesn't have this deep change in the next 15 years, we could have no other opportunity later. You know, this thing called New World Order is on the last checkpoint of being established over the world. So if the people just don't do something for that, something for changing their way of living. You know, as I told you before, and I don't know if I maybe told you before, but I've been telling this for the people of Latin America and the Spanish countries. Is that the reason why this being from the future, that it's me on the future, came back, as other contactees have been told, that is that in the next years, in the next generations, we as human race just don't do it. We really have big issues here with the tyrant people. So these 15 years that are to come are maybe the last opportunity that we have to change, to do something, to find out what does really make us happy. The system, if you want to fight the system, be happy. Find your passion.
That's right.
find your own your own release, your own human evolution, your own spiritual evolution.
Yeah.
If you want to fight the system, you must do that. But you cannot take arms and fight them, because they have the weapons. They have the tanks. They have the airplanes. They have the technology for destroying this planet, I don't know how many times. You cannot fight them with violence, because they have been created with violence. You cannot fight violence with violence. If you really want to fight the system, you have to find yourself. You really want to, you really have to find within you what you really love and what you really want to do, and be happy. That's the key point. That's the really key thing that I want to express through you.
Yes. And you know, I was sitting here, I jot notes down, and you're really talking about some things that are close to me. Like you, I've kind of done the dark side walk too, several times in my life. And one of them was this last winter when I was very ill. And I'm not going to go into a lot of details about this, but being sick forced me to deal with some of my own issues. We get ill inside, our bodies get ill, because there's things we're not dealing with.
Yeah,
and that's right. And when we begin to listen to our spirit, it'll talk to us. It'll tell us why we're going through a particular thing. So whether it's a fire walk or a shamanic journey or an illness or this contact with the dark side, all of it is part of a purging that takes place to make us better warriors.
Yeah.
There's a purification rite that goes with all of this that's very important in order to be a good warrior. In the way that you're talking, which is basically not with violence, not with their weapons, but with the weapons of what lives inside of us.
Yeah, and you are saying something really important, you know, because actually also we have been taught that by these kind of waves of new age, of these new agers, that you just only have to focus on the light of the on the ascended masters, yeah, on the positive words and all that stuff. But okay, they can help, but the real deal here is to dealing with you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot deal these dark things within you, just trying to avoid them and go and make just wearing white clothes and trying to be positive all the time. That's not the way that you have to do this kind of change. Because, you know, also these New Agers say to the people, you know, you have to pray to the ascended masters. You have to pray to the angels. You have to pray to blah, blah, blah. You have to pray to this being. What's that? You have to understand that the only being that you have to worship is you. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's inside. It's your... Yeah. Your soul, your spirit. You only go and worship your own self. Don't worship ascended masters. Don't worship angels. Don't worship any other being that you have told to worship.
You bring this whole thing to a very interesting place, Carlos. You spoke earlier about the potential for some sort of alien contact scenario, which, based on the work that you've done over the years and the work I've done over the years, I think we agree that anything that's engineered like that is going to be used against us. What is your sense of the possibility that they will foist some sort of benevolent ET masters upon us, similar to like ascended masters or something like that, which is part of this whole love and light new age movement?
Well, I've been told this. We first of all have to point the things clear. Actually, there is a group of beings that are called themselves the White Brotherhood. That it's that other people call them as descended masters, and they really are beings that have have really left this plane and became a superior being, because they are in contact with the core, with their own real spiritual core. But they are not actually beings that really want to be worshipped. Right. The beings that have been told to the people to worship are not descended masters. They are some kind of beings that are taking place for these real ascended masters, and they are playing with us, and they are playing with the people that worship them, as they did before. I don't know, a thousand or maybe a thousand years ago.
Yeah.
They came here to play God, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And they are doing the same thing right now.
Yeah.
They are doing exactly the same thing, because they know how to play with the mind of the people. They know how to play with the faith of the people. And the people must be really intelligent for this. All the beings that are real ascended masters, they won't ask you for worship them.
That's right. That's right.
They will ask you to worship your own self, and to work within you, and to work and find what you really have to do to be your own master. They don't want to master you. They maybe can share information, share knowledge, to let you become your own master. But they won't ever, never ask you to worship them.
And this is a really important distinction to make, too, of first off defining what worship is, because I've gone through studying theology and religion, and I've determined that any sovereign, omnipotent being, whether you call it God, source, universe, or whatever, if they truly are that force, neither need nor would desire worship or fear from so-called inferior beings.
Yeah.
Because we are fractals of something greater than ourselves, but that means we're also that thing.
Yeah.
So when you talk about worshiping yourself, it is not a blasphemy. It is actually the conclusion you reach once you begin to search out your own inner divinity, your inner godness.
Yeah, and that's right. And the things that I told you before, it's that when you go within yourself and find these things that you thought that you never have to face them, and you accept them, you then can accept all what you are completely, with no any restriction. So you can have this feeling of love and love yourself completely. And that's the best way to worship your own self, by loving yourself. Because the moment you love yourself, you can start to understand how to love everybody else, how to love everything else.
Well, just think about this for a minute. I mean, one of the great sayings that Jesus left us was, love thy neighbor as thyself. Well,
yeah.
Reverse that, because you cannot love somebody else until you love yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And that's completely right, you know? And there are a lot of the wisdom in that words, if you really have contemplation of them, because also the people has to really put the real meaning of love, not of emotions, because love is not to be attached to someone. Love is not to being to give flowers to someone to have this kind of gifts or dates and go and have sex. That's not love.
Right.
You know.
Right.
The most pure the most pure expression of love between humans is when you have love for your children. When you have love for your parents, that may will be the most pure expression of that. And if you understand that, you can then go and love your own self in the same way, because you accept them as they are. So go to you and accept yourself as you are, with everything you are. If you want to change something, then go and change it. You know, you don't have any restriction for that. If you don't like something from you, you can change it, but you have to love yourself firstly. And that's a key point also for all this mess, because as I told you, there is a lot of things going on over the world, and the media is just distracting yourself from being yourself. It's distracting yourself for loving yourself. So, you know, a couple of months ago, someone came and told me, why are you not talking about New World Order anymore? Why are you not saying anything regarding that? Because, well, I can tell you some things, but that's not the key point. The key point is to have this this change and look to the other side and take a real deep change on your mind and know that, okay, New World Order is going on right now, but if you still focus on that, it's going to happen. So you have to focus your mind on a different thing for taking power off it. If you think on New World Order, on New World Order things and all that kind of stuff that a lot of people is talking about right now, because, you know, in the last 5 years, it's like a boom of talking now.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
of Illuminati and
yeah.
and the Masons and all that stuff. So also that brings people to focus their minds on that stuff, and they are being distracted also. It's not wrong to know about that. It's not wrong to know that there is something else going on behind the scenes, because that's information that you must have to understand what's really going on the planet.
Yeah, that's part of the awakening process. It's not the awakening, though.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like the crack in the egg.
Yeah, but a lot of people are really confused in that, because by knowing that, they feel like if they are that they have just awakened from something, but that's not right. That's not completely right and precise. You have to understand that knowing of Illuminati, knowing of a New World Order and all the conspiracy things that are going on over the world, that's just a little part of all the scheme that is going on here. The real thing that you must have to understand and do is, if you really want to wake up, then just go inside and take a look around inside of you, and you will find what is awakening. Because as you told, when you have this kind of illness, you have to deal with these things that are within you, no?
Yes.
And That's the reason why the people must deal with their own selves to find out what they really want to do and what they really want to have to be happy, what they really want to do to be happy. But they won't find on the television, they won't find that on the sports, on their entertainment, they won't find on the pubs. The only place that they can find that thing is here. Oh, you know, I actually like to be some TV shows. Almost all of them are for food things. You know, the Andrew Zimmer program and the Ramsay and all that stuff. And it's not wrong, because it's part of life.
It is,
but also, it's like if some people become this kind of have this kind of fanatism of the sports, the football, the these things on the television. You cannot live in that way. It's like this sketch that appears on the Zeitgeist video that says, "You people, there are the real people. The thing on the tube is not the real thing. It's you."
Yeah.
So go.
Yeah, they should be watching us.
Yeah. So go and take your ass off the coach and go and find yourself. You know, the tooth is not real. And why I'm telling this, because there's a lot of people still watching the tooth, still watching the television, and still letting the television educating the children. You know?
Yeah.
So if you really want to do a change, turn off your fucking TV and have time for your family and do anything else different. You know? And also, even when the internet is now a really big tool for researching, for having information, also, it's now becoming a thing that make people like zombie. You know,
it's a major distraction.
Yeah.
And I I'm guessing that culturally we're not that different, in that most everybody now has mobile phones, and this is certainly one of my hot button issues: is watching how people have poured themselves into these handheld devices, these phones, to the point where they walk around with them in their face all day. They're distracted by them, and this is actually a form of hypnosis.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you can find pictures on the internet that you can see a lot of people having their mobile phones, and there is a text there that says the zombie apocalypse is real.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is. That's exactly what it is. We're the zombies. Well, so, we aren't, but people who are allowing these devices to take over. Because I think there's another level to this, and I've jokingly said to people, it's going to come a time when instead of having the phone, they're just going to stick a chip in your head, and a lot of people would take it. And as horrible and apocalyptic as that sounds, it's not that far from the truth. Because people are basically lonely. They don't want to do the inner journey.
Yeah.
So they distract themselves with everything external, and they never have to take that walk. Every time they feel depressed or lonely or horny or whatever, they reach out to somebody. They got a phone. They can text. They can watch porn, do whatever they got to do.
Yeah, and you know, having a cell phone, having a mobile is not wrong also.
No, it's a tool.
It's a tool, but yeah. The problems the problem comes when you are a slave from that. You know, when you slave yourself to the cell phone, when you slave yourself to the computer, when you slave yourself to the television, that's when the problem really is going to happen on you if you become a fucking zombie in that point of view.
Well, and there's a line somewhere, I don't know where it is, and I think it's different for everyone, but there's a line you draw on these kind of things where you have to say no to some things. There's a level I won't go with technology because I understand computers and technology, but I want the computer to serve me. I don't want to serve the computer.
Yeah.
Because that computer is an instrument of the technology that they will use to hook you into the next level of their game.
Yeah. But a lot of people just don't understand that. And they are not taking responsibility of that, because you know you can't see children of I don't know, maybe 4, 5, 6 years, 8 years having cell phones and having computers and just being there, and they are not playing each other now.
Yeah, no, now children are isolated now.
Yeah,
and we saw that even with kids that are 10 years old now that grew up with computers. You know, their life was in front of a screen. It was either a television set or a computer. And their ability to interact with 3D world, with real people and real stuff, is really, really damaged by all of that.
Yeah, and if you remember this movie called... actually, you can find it on The Matrix. One of the things that movie is telling you is that you are attached to the computer, to the machines, you know?
You're a battery.
Yeah. And that's, now it's what is really going on. The people just being there by doing anything else and being used by their computer. And also all that stuff is using from these powers that be for monitoring you.
Well, in one sense, because I work with technology so much, I've had the sense that interacting with all this technology has become a way for them to install an operating system in us.
Yeah.
And you know how often operating systems upgrade. So we've gone through endless cycles of war and revolutions and violence in all of our nations on the earth. And that's expensive, it's bloody, it's time-consuming. And these wars are all fought to change the prevailing culture. What if you can change culture at the touch of a button, the flip of a switch, by using technology, by upgrading, so-called, the human operating system at any given time? You see, this is where it really does get very dark and sinister.
Yeah, and we actually are not so much different from computers, you know? If you really find this and analyze this, our body is like the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And our mind and our soul is the operative system.
And the software, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what they are really doing. They have been experimenting with us all these years by making better and smarter devices for collecting human activities, human emotions, human reactions.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why they are making these kind of devices, to collect this human behavior for making machines with human behavior.
Yeah.
So we are very close to that point of being controlled by machines on the future, if we don't do a really deep change. We just have, as I've been told, that we just have 15 years from now, more or less, to really understand what do we really want to do and bring back the values, the human values, that are real have to be practiced by all of us and make a deep change. I've been told that this period of time is going to be very hard because the powers that be are going to push more, even than before. So we will see things very hard to there will be a lot of people that just cannot handle all this.
They don't make it, basically. They can't turn the corner. Yeah.
Because they are not ready for this. They have been so distracted for all these factors that we have been talking about that they just cannot handle this, and there's going to be a lot of diseases, you know, in the future. And it's going to be very hard for all of us. Also, the other thing that I want to share with you is when I said that we are not alone, is because we are not alone. May you know that there are beings of real high spiritual level that have come down and take a body and take a human form.
A walk-in, basically.
As far as I know, right now on the planet, over the planet, there are five beings. They are now children between 8 years and 12 years. One of them has more age. I think he's now 15 years, more or less. And they are genius. They are geniuses, you know. Mm-hmm. And they are really high frequency spiritual beings here on the planet for helping us to have this change. They know and they have this conscience and they are aware of what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they are not going to tell to the world, and they're not going to be shown on TV that, you know, I'm I'm this high being, sure. And I came to you for helping you and save your ass from the moon.
Right.
You know, no, they are aware of what they are, and they will help a lot, because with all the things that are going to happen, they will help humankind to resist and to have a different mindset. And as far as I know, there are more beings of this kind that are going to come to the planet and have human form. That's the reason why the powers that be are trying to pushing down the evolution by using chemtrails, by using medicines, by using drugs, by using entertainment and all that garbage on the TV.
Right.
And they are using, you know, all this fucking thing that Monsanto is doing, or with the transgenic food and all that things are being used by the powers that be for not letting the DNA of humankind.
You just went right where I was hoping you were going to go there. I just had this conversation today, so you're confirming something that I've kind of been shown, is that there is an attempt right now to stop the next level of DNA activation in the human race generally, because we know that we're in a time where the energetics of the solar system are changing, and that in itself is a catalyst for triggering DNA activation, so-called junk DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of human evolution. It was scheduled, it's been prophesied, it's been talked about, and that's part of this game too. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually the thing regarding the sun activity that I said before is attached to that. This activity of the sun will make changes on the DNA of all the humans on the planet, on all the beings that are on the solar system.
We have to
know, and we have to say that there is life on the other planets.
We are not the only one here. That's right.
So
this is not just an Earth issue.
Yeah, yeah. It's a solar system
dimensionally issue. Dimensionally and galactically,
yeah,
as well.
So the sun, actually, what it's right now doing, it's taking a deep breath just to blow it, to blow this change. And one of these things that is going to happen is about maybe in the couple of the 3 or 4 years, I don't know, actually I don't have that specific information, but what I really know is in a couple of years for coming, the sun will have this blow, and we will feel that. We will feel that energy coming through us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's right. And all this DNA evolution and all these DNA changes have been prepared for a long time. You know, it's, I don't know, maybe 200 years that have been prepared all these changes very slowly for us, but not for the beings that are up there. There have been prepared these changes. Because what they really want for us is to have new bodies in order to higher beings come to Earth and fix things. That's the reason why. And that's the reason why the powers that be has been fucking up with all of us all these years.
Yeah.
In the food, in the medicines, and all the things that I had already said. They want to prepare a new kind of body that can be able to have and bear a higher level spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because in order to have a different mindset and an evolution and a real change for the new things that are coming, and this. All this stuff that the solar system is going through, the Forum's belt, is to create, in order to create a new world for better. And for that, they want for us a better bodies that can bear higher spiritual beings for creating different things, for creating a different world, for creating a better world. You know, because the frequency right now, there's a lot of people that have changed the brain frequency.
Yes.
But the new bodies will need a different configuration of the brain that can have these neurons connections for the new beings to come and have better ideas. And can manifestate and can bring to reality the thoughts, you know, can create the reality faster. That's what they are trying to do. And that's the reason why also there are a lot of things that have been telling us that we are the really masters of the reality, the real creators of the reality.
Yeah.
Because they prepare all this mindset in order that the DNA have this information from the past for the new bodies to come, from the new beings to come. That's something really interesting that you have asked for that, because I wanted to talk about before, and now I'm saying
right,
this.
Right, I think we were picking that up on the same frequency. I just... before we started this call tonight, got off the phone with a friend of mine, and I was talking about some of these things. Because they're in my heart, they're in my head, they live there, they're ideas. That's how I'm shown things. You know, there's a stream to all this. When you text me on Skype and we decide to get together, we make a connection. There's a frequency that goes out. And I tune into Carlos. Carlos turns into me. And then we pull in whatever universe wants to speak.
Yeah. And that's,
yeah,
you know, all everything that has been told is important. I hope that people can take these words and just not throw them away, and they analyze them and really think what everything that have been told from you and from me is, that if really we really want to make change, we have to start with us, not in the sense of trying to be positive and happy face, and you know, you don't fix the things like that.
Right.
You have to really face yourself and push yourself from the inner point of view and shake yourself if it is necessary, and really make the garbage from you just be released. You know, just let them away. Leave away your feeling of being sad, leave away the past, leave away the guilt that you have inside. Because that's something that you actually have to know, and you already know. You cannot change the past. But if you don't change the past, that's okay. You can change the present. But if you can change the present, this moment, then actually you can build a better future for yourself.
That's right. Well, you talked earlier about information you received as a visitation from a future self. And I know some people that's really abstract idea, but in a sense that's what we're talking about, transcending linear time.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, we have a mindset of viewing the time as a line from the past to the present and then the future, where actually there is no real time at all.
That's right. That's
they are just I don't know how to say this. It's just like a dot in the nowhere suspended on the time and space, and there is no time at all. You know, actually, trying to explain this, and I will give more questions than answers, is that a lot of people think that after, you know, passing away, you will reincarnate on the future. You know,
right.
Maybe
right.
300 or 1,000 of years, I don't know. But what if I tell you that you maybe reincarnate, I don't know, 2,000 years ago?
Oh, and in fact, there are beings that have confirmed that, yes. That certain of their future lives, so-called, remember, we're trying to keep this simple, were in fact occurring chronologically in the past, relative to the present moment, okay? So, in terms of that, what would you say? A being tells you, this will be in another life, and that life will be in the 19th century. That's my next life. Now, that sounds completely insane from a human standpoint, but what you said, we're dots. It's like pixels on a screen. One lights up here, one lights up over here. In other words, it's a matrix of coordinates on an infinite screen. Gosh,
yeah.
This is really hard stuff to explain or to even talk about.
Yeah, and actually it's very difficult for me also. Even when I've been talked from this being from the future, that is myself, that it's my own self realized, my own master version of myself. Yeah, you know, the way that you have put this to the people, it's right. But the reason that it's insane to think about that is because we have been taught to think in a linear way. You know, you have been taught that the past is 100 years ago, right, or the minute before of this one, and the future is the next 10 minutes that are going to come. But that's not actually that. So it's really difficult to explain.
And I think that for you and for me both, Carlos, is because I think both of us have experienced what I call dream time, which is basically a state of moving out of normal consciousness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And moving into a dimension that sits somewhere above what we call present reality. And that view kind of gives you a clue as to how some of this stuff works. That's, you know, and again, it goes back to your earlier conversation about this dealing with the dark stuff. That's all part of this process of how you get clarity, is when that stuff begins to move out, you get another level of clarity, another pure vision of the way things work.
Yeah, that's right. And you have to the people must understand that there is no any concept of time when you are out of your body.
That's right. That's right.
You can move along different time parts of your life, or even you can go to the past and be a lot of things. That's the reason why there is a lot of people having this kind of experience of going on the past and look things that have happened already, or going to the future and have this kind of remote viewing and may predict what can happen, you know?
Well, and even from that standpoint, we're dealing there with probabilities, because another level to this completely is we're multidimensional. And since we don't believe in linear reincarnation, and you and I agree on that, I have to assume there are multiple selves at any given time.
Yeah,
in a weird kind of way. This is where it gets really, really difficult to nail down if you're still thinking in linear time.
Yeah, actually, it's going more nuts when you think, or start to think, or you can conceive on your mind that you're actually living this life on this 21st century, and you may, at the same moment, are living on the, I don't know, 100 years before Christ.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you are having the same living, the same moment. You are living in both places.
Yeah,
and that's just nuts. You can't imagine that, because you say, well, how could that could be possible? It's not. That's not possible. There is a lot of people that may say, "Nah, you're nuts. That's not true. That cannot happen." You know.
But actually, mathematics and quantum physics, so called, tell us that. They tell us exactly that. You know, even the core thesis behind Schrodinger's cat, is the cat alive or is the cat in the box dead, has to do with the fact that the cat exists in both states. It's your perception that determines how you view the outcome, whether the cat's dead or the cat's alive. It's, you know, and that's what Schrodinger was trying to get at. This idea that we're just flat space, 3D, one version, doesn't take into account the other dimensions that exist. And, you know, some people, you can get a headache thinking about this real fast. On the other hand, it plays into a lot of what we're talking about, because we've been limited by the system that we live in to a degree that we can't claim our godhood right now. We can't claim our power, because we don't realize how incredibly powerful a concept like that is. I mean, even just the idea of remote viewing to a lot of people is very, very alien. When I talk about doing remote viewing, and people are very freaked out by that. But it's an old concept. This is old stuff. This has been around 10,000 years, more.
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. That's the reason why of it is because all this knowledge and all this information have been so deeply kept on a box with just for a few groups over the world.
That's right.
One of that groups is the Illuminati, and the other groups are the Rosicruces and all that groups. But now, the real advantage that we have now is that you can find information as well regarding all of that stuff, you know? And the first time that I've been told of all that things that we are talking right now, actually in my head, take a run on my own axis like The Exorcist, because I couldn't understand.
You feel like your head's going to explode in a second now. Yeah,
that's right, and that's normal, because we have this all this mindset of think just in the square, like a box, you know. When you ask to people to think in a sphere model, or in any other geometrical figure, they cannot do that because that's difficult for them, and it's normal. I can actually suggest to the people that go and search information regarding all of this, because all that things that regarding remote viewing, remote astral journeys, and all that things, you can do that because it's within you. That's a power within you for doing that.
That's right. That's right.
And in the moment that you realize that you are not just bones and flesh, you will realize that you are a really small part of all, but you are all in the same time. And the time and space will come a different concept. And that's quantum mechanics are trying to explain to all of us right now. Yeah. That there are a lot of probabilities within all this quantum field that are happening in the same moment. So that's right. It's true that you can actually be living right now and be living another life, I don't know, 2,000 years ago, or actually on the future, 3,000 years on the future, you know? And that's the explanation that I have for myself of how can I be in contact from my future being, or how can I contact my future being? You know, because it has to be a deal within you to really want to have this experience. You know, there's a lot of people that ask me before that, well, how could you do that? How could you be contacted by your own self from the future? And I said, well, actually, I don't know, but what I really know is that since I was I don't know, maybe 8 years, 10 years, I really wanted to have an explanation of what the hell I'm doing here. Who the hell am I? Where did I come from? You know, I really have that desire so deeply within myself. So there was a moment on my life that this feeling, that these desires came out and make all the quantum opportunity for my future being to come and say, hey, this is me, and this me is really you, and I'm going to explain you who the hell you are and who and where and where you come from, you know.
But I can tell you that from my experience, the reason why this happened is because you allowed it to happen. See, everything we're talking about in this show, and this is really a different kind of show for us, because mostly we're doing conspiracy, New World Order, UFO material. this is actually much, much more important material that we're talking about, Carlos. Because the worst nightmare of any enemy to humanity is for humanity to wake up at the level we're talking about, which is by no means the full potential. But when we're talking about the kind of things that we've been talking about for 90 minutes now, we're talking about humanity waking up. So when we talk about it, we plant that seed in people to begin a germination process for them to wake up too, to realize they're multidimensional, they're infinite beings, that the God within is the God you follow, and that you don't have to live in fear and locked down in some system anymore. This is the real stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and actually that's a really important thing, because that's the reason why I actually don't used to post or publish or talk about the conspiracy things, because almost all the world know about that. Even if you are not a conspiracy theorist, as some people name us, even if you are not that kind of people that that search that stuff, you can, if you are, if you take a little time to observe what the governments are doing, what are the ways of moving all this theater over the planet, you will find out what really is going on. You don't have to be a really researcher of conspiracy things. You only have to put attention, you know? And there is a lot of people that who I can talk regarding all this stuff, that they actually don't know of Craig Camelot or Benjamin Fulford or Alex Collier or Bob Dean or William Cooper. They don't know anything regarding that.
Right,
but what
right.
they know, what they know is that there is something wrong behind the scenes, and they have find out that there is a kind of system behind the system, that it's moving and pulling the strings, and there is something weird, and they are normal people, you know. They never have watched Dave Icke or
Alex Jones or any of these.
They just don't know anything regarding them.
Right.
But the only thing that they really need for find out that something is wrong here is just to put attention. So that's the reason why it's not a really important thing talking about conspiracy things. What really matters here is to talk about your own development, your own growing up of your own self.
Yes.
And when you get to that point, you will find the way to fight the system without fighting at all. Because the only thing you need then is to focus, to put your focus to you and really make the changes that you need to grow up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
To get the real things that your soul wants. You know, the all the things that your soul wants is it's a hard task, because we have been taught over the years to compete to the others, to have things, just to earn things, to earn money and to accumulate things and material things,
yes,
or possessions,
yes.
No, even persons. we have been taught to to accumulate persons around our lives.
We've that's the reason why a culture of collectors of things.
Yeah, that's the reason why now the social networks are so they are just
well, they're collecting
such
people.
A boom.
And at the same time, and look, I use Facebook, so do you. But let's be real about this. The real story behind Facebook is that was financed by a CIA storefront operation from day one, and it was designed to do exactly that, to collect data, to collect people. Yeah. And now people collect people. I've got 2,335 friends on Twitter. Okay, I'll bet you don't know five of those people on any level of intimacy at all. It's just hashtag and whatever it is that day that's got your spinner going. But it's not real. These aren't real relationships. And the way we look at other people is also the level we look at ourselves. So when we see other people as things to be collected, we objectify ourselves and make ourselves less than the spiritual beings that we really are.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense or not, but
no, yeah, actually, completely. Because you are saying something really, really important. You know, there is no anything real of collecting friendship or collecting friends over the social networks, because you may just know 10 of the people that actually you can have, I don't know, you have said this 3,000 contacts added to your profile, but you just may talk to 10. So what about all the others? And you actually don't have a relationship now.
Yeah, it's kind of like, woohoo, I got 200 more people. Well, but you see, I don't have a popular radio show. In fact, I actively piss people off. I actually discourage people, because I'm like, you know, if you want to listen to my show, I'm going to irritate you, and I'm going to say things you don't like, and I'm going to tell you things you don't want to hear. And I'm going to give you a headache sometimes. I'm that good a friend to you that I will actively work to do those things, because I want to provoke. I want people to wake up. And at the same time, I can love people and do that.
Yeah.
That's actually an act of love. I don't know that most people recognize that.
Yeah, and that's something that not all the people understand, because, you know, I do the same. I do it in the same way. I like to provoke people. I like to push them mm-hmm. in order to think by their own selves, and they don't like that. They don't like to think by their own selves because they are so indoctrinated to be told what do they have to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole idea of groups on the internet. It's what in marketing and advertising is called an affinity group, which means people like you. So the people we're collecting, theoretically, are usually a lot like us, or we cluster into these little groups. That does not provoke and spark good conversation. Now, you and I agree on a lot of things, and we have great conversations. But at the same time, we're provocative in terms of getting people to think for themselves, something that they don't want to do.
Yeah, that's right. That's the reason why all this kind of radio shows, or I don't know, YouTube shows or the blogs in which we can post all these kind of topics, is they are not so famous, because we, the people that we are making this kind of job, are pushing the people to think by themselves.
Yes, you know? Yes.
And they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
What they want to do is to come to someone for it's come to their side or to their screen and say, you know, you have to do this, you have to think this, and you have to have this belief system.
Yes.
So they say, okay, I'll do that. That's the reason why also a lot of gurus and a lot of religions and a lot of New Agers are so famous.
Yeah.
I have a lot of kind of followers, tons of followers.
Well, and even worse than that, Carlos, because I watch the trends in that particular area. There's a lot of people charging a lot of money to give people answers to questions they either never ask, can't understand, or is not going to serve them well. Very expensive information out there that's just repackaged old information. It's not coming from a new source. It's not coming from the heart. It's just programs running constantly to feed into a money machine. And I don't name names a whole lot, and I'm not going to now, but the most famous ones out there are really charging a lot of money for what they call enlightenment. Well, enlightenment doesn't have a cost. It's given freely. And people like you and I that do what we do, we don't have elaborate video systems and fancy backdrops and lots of lighting. You can barely even see me because my lighting sucks in here. But the thing about this is authentic communication. This is two men sitting down and sharing insights and ideas that are really critical to human survival right now.
Yeah, and in some way you are right. You know, this kind of information must be, in some point, must be free for a lot of people. But actually, I have to put something on the table that not all the people appreciate the free speech.
That's,
you know,
right.
Not all the people appreciate and I really have the value for free things. So mm-hmm. So sometimes there has to be a cost.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some kind of gurus that they are actually just are such a fake. They are not really they are not what they are saying of their own selves, and they make tons of money. That's right. And also, it's that saying that people like actually that kind of things, you know?
Yes.
And yeah.
Well, I think what we do should be supported. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
and in some ways, I guess Universe does that, but you know, I'm not bashful about saying, hey, there's a PayPal button on the website. If something's of value, support it. You know, but it's not about the money, and it's not about charging people.
Yeah.
We don't do this for a cost, but there is a cost to it.
Yeah, actually, that's right. And you actually can put a cost on it, but I think that that's not the point. You know, if you really do this, and if you are doing because you really love this, you will gather all your all of your resources to give almost all that you can give to the people.
Yeah.
As to the point that they can have this information by free, you know. But actually, there is a lot of people that live from this with no any with having an ulterior
purpose. Yeah,
you know, they live from this because they love to do this. But actually, it's not about the profit. It's about of sharing.
Yeah.
So that's those are different points of
view. Well, that goes back to what you talked about very early in this interview. Of doing what you love.
Yeah.
Because when you do what you love, you push love out as a frequency. Almost like a carrier's frequency. What you're doing, that rides on it. That rides on that love thing. I'm doing this because I'm passionate about it, because I care about it. Therefore, that emotion, that frequency, is a conveyance. That's something that pushes that signal out there.
Yeah, and you just think about this. If companies as Coca-Cola that have been giving poison to the people all these years, and they earn money because of that, why not of earning money because doing a real thing for helping people, and in the moment you have earned this money, you can help more people. But there is a very, very, it's a, you have to be careful on that, because, you know, it is not a, it is not that money corrupts you. It is that if you lose your, if you lose the floor, you can let your ego come and take control over you again.
Yeah.
And just fuck up everything that you have done because of love, you know?
Yeah. No, we have to guard against that. That's, again, that part of that journey into the dark side. When you confront that. Because that's really an ugly monster sitting in the corner snarling at you most of the time. You want to get caught up in your ego. I do this. Every once in a while, I flatter myself and think I'm important. But yet, at the same time, false humility is a sin too. You know, we should be proud of what we do, but not be prideful. I guess that's the answer. Is that this is not an ego trip.
So for some reason the connection was drop up. So, but now I could work on it and reestablish the communication.
Yeah, I was looking at my router here. I didn't notice anything unusual, but I can't type text right now. My keyboard froze up. That's really pretty weird.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
All the times that I have an interview with someone, it happens.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah, I get it too. I get the interference. It's amazing. So we kind of left off. I guess we kind of wrapped up where we wanted to go with, you know, the inner journey and some of the things that you brought out as a result of what you came to know by your own personal journey. The one thing I wanted to ask you about was your recent any recent information that you had gotten from your friend Alex Collier.
That's a good question, and there have been people asking me regarding him. And the last communication that I have with him was on January, the first days of January of this year, and it was by email. He just said that he still has problems, money issues.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot find a job in which he can just be stable because of some people recognize him, you know. I'm not allowed to talk some personal things from him.
Sure.
But he has serious issues, health issues, you know. That's the only thing that I can say. And actually, one of my plans for the next month, maybe on October, it's to go and visit him, you know, to the U.S. And actually, I have first of all talked to him and let him know about my plans, and maybe I don't want to. I will looking for a last interview on camera. I don't know if he want to do that, but what I really want to do is just go and visit him and talk to him and I know him in person, because I don't know him in person.
Yeah.
And and can share information and have some wine or something. Just as friends, you know. And there has been a statement that he sent to James Harkin, the owner of alexcollier.org.
Right.
There's a last statement in which he's talking about all these things that are going on regarding the economic issues and also regarding the alien intervention and all these things of that may actually happen in the next few years. Also, he has his own perspective because of his contact with Morene,
right,
and his friends. And when I read that, it really made sense to me, because all of these things that I told you before, I had the interview on February, talking about all this stuff on regarding the world issues, and almost 3 weeks after that, I received an email from James Harkin regarding the last communication of Alex Collier for the public, and it's saying almost the same thing that I have received from my contact, you know, and it's weird, but that's true, you know. It's that's a way of I can have my own confirmation that my contact with my friend from the future, that it's myself, it's true.
I think a lot of us are getting the same message coming in different ways, and especially people that have had contact experiences as we have. I think there's a more open line now, and I think that this is all part of this consciousness expansion that we're kind of going through early. But again, all the remarkable overlays of things you and I talked about, commonalities, and then the things that you're saying that with what Alex Collier himself has been saying. Is there anything specific or looking on the frontier right now that's that you'd like to share that maybe Alex has put out? I haven't looked at the websites for a while, and I haven't been following Alex per se, so I don't know what activity he's been generating or anything that he said in, gosh, the last 18 months probably.
you can go and type alexcollier.org.
Okay.
And you will find the last statement from him and posted there. And I don't know. I cannot say anything else regarding him, because I just, the communication he had with him has stopped a little bit, you know. He has different complications. The mobile number that he had was just canceled because he couldn't pay the bill. Right. So I'm not having communication by phone with him, just by an email. So and that's difficult, because sometimes when I'm trying to mail him, there have been a couple of times that the mails have been trapped by, you know, the people that are watching. They just don't want to have. I actually think that there is a lot of people trying to type him, to mail him, or to reach him. And the people that it's just, you know, they know who Alex Collier is. They don't let.
And it's just a lot of interference constantly. Yeah.
So sometimes it's very difficult to have contact with him. There have been different times, more than 5 times, that I have mailed him, and he didn't receive my emails, you know?
So well, that's becoming more and more common, too.
Yeah.
I'm having entire email accounts that I just have to not use them anymore, and I have to put up another one. Having stable communications in this realm anymore is very difficult under the best of circumstances. And Alex is an extraordinary case because of the amount of tampering that's going on by the powers that be to shut him up and bankrupt him and dry him up and ruin his health.
Yeah, that's right. And the only thing that I can tell you is that if you want to help him, there's the PayPal account is still online. Okay. You can find it on the alexcollier.org website, and you can make your donation if you want to do so. So
okay.
That's the only thing that I can say regarding him. I cannot say anything else.
Yeah, and we'll post some of that information up when we put this out, the video and the recording, Carlos. Closing up the interview here, because I'd love to go for hours, but we're working men, and I know we both need our sleep. tell us a little bit about the few. You've actually taken a few months off of doing radio shows and interviews and even writing. Your activity now, what are you looking forward to in the next few months? Are you going to pick up regular radio shows again?
Yeah, actually, I have a really big opportunity now. I decided to bring back the radio show again on Spreaker, on the same platform that I was using.
Which is what we're using as well now.
And actually, there's a friend of mine from Spain, Billy Reyes. She's a good friend that she gave me the opportunity to also have a repetition of my show on their own radio station. Excellent. On Barcelona, I think.
Wow, excellent.
So that's a good opportunity for me because I can actually just not... say my things on the web by using Spreaker, but by a real
terrestrial
station.
Land-based radio. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So that's one of the things that I'm going to do in a couple of weeks. I don't know, maybe 15 days. The next 15 days, I can have my Spreaker account reactivated and have again the new season from Shiny My Radio. Then also I want to make video blogs for YouTube for explain some things. Mm-hmm. I'm working on the script because I want to offer information in the way that I not use 30 minutes or 1 hour trying to explain something.
Right.
I'm trying to make a summary of or all that kind of stuff and put that information in blogs or of 10 minutes, 15 minutes maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that I want to do is also to make workshops with the things that I have learned. And I have some friends here in Mexico that can help me on that. And that workshops are going to be focused on the release of the people and development of the people on the searching of that point within to face them and have this kind of unification of your own self.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I have learned all this. I maybe could be 2 years because I made a journey that I told you, and I actually came from that journey victorious, you know.
Yes, you did.
It really was very tough and very hard. There were really hard times, but I learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot, and I want to share that knowledge to the people in order not to make their work, but to let them know how they can make their own work by themselves. You know, that's the plans, the next plans, the forthcoming plans that I have in mind. And the first thing is the radio show that you can find on the Spreaker website, and I don't know, in a couple of weeks maybe.
Excellent. Shoot me an email when you launch that so we can let people know as well. We'll put that out. And of course, you are doing this in the Spanish language, and that's challenging for people like me who aren't bilingual. But Carlos, I want to thank you for doing what you do. You're an important voice to Latin America in terms of propagating the information about the UFOs, the conspiracy, and all the other stuff. But more than anything else, in the three interviews, conversations that you and I have done together, there's a soul there. There's a sense of humanity and a sense of purpose in everything that you're doing. And I know this is a deep personal journey for you, and it's one that I share as well. And I just consider you to be my brother across the border, and we labor together. And I want to thank you for coming on today.
I'm really honored to be on your show again and to talk to you. You actually know that anytime that you want, I can talk to you of anything you want. And let your listeners and your followers know that you can reach me anytime they want. May you can find the information on the web in Spanish, but I don't know.
Google Translate. You know, it's possible for us to read. And honestly, I do listen to Spanish things sometimes. There's a subliminal level to understanding other languages, and I think we'll get to the place where maybe it'll be that we'll become of one tongue again, my friend.
Okay, then. I really appreciate your words, and you have to know that I also consider you as my brother, and the work that you are doing is very honorable, you know.
Thank you.
Not all people go out on air and say other ones. You know, the things that I'm going to say and you are going to listen, there you won't like them.
This is really going to piss you off.
Yeah. And you really have to have the guts to do that. And you got the guts, you know? And
thanks.
That's cool. That's great. And this is because you are a warrior also.
And it's because I have a lot of people like you around the globe, and we all have each other's backs. My guest for this show, Carlos Del Angel. The website is shinydemise.com. You can find him on Spreaker as well in the next few weeks. And it's been a fantastic interview with Carlos. This is Off Planet Radio. I'm Randy Moggins. The truth is out there. It's inside you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Carry yourself through the pain, so I can see.